heard about this, and some folks had that I knew through the schools had suggested that I run for this. And I thought, I don't know that how interested I was. I didn't know that much about what counties did or even how to approach getting appointed. So I started to talk to a few people in the district and folks who had been connected with the board, very interested in who's on the board of supervisors. The balance of the electorate for the 5th district, which is where I was on the board, is the San Lorenzo Valley. And I come out of the city of Scotts Valley. So I didn't have that many contacts with the city, with the unincorporated area, the San Lorenzo Valley. So I had to build those contacts, talking to people. And I had some very key folks. There's a gentleman there, Les Gardner, who was very helpful in connecting me to some of the people there. And it's not an election, but the governor then is looking to the local community to make recommendations. And the governor wants to do a bit of a smell test. Okay, if I appoint this person, will they embarrass me? And he got enough letters and support for me through this process that I think he had some confidence. And interestingly, and I think this is important, he appointed me in a document that had, I think, 5 appointments on it. It was one of his last acts as he was going out the door as governor. So that appointment I got notice was on a Wednesday, and he was done that Friday. Schwarzenegger took over that next Monday. So this was all very last minute.
Yeah, which is incredible. How did the governor transition affect your role as the supervisor, if at all?
Didn't really, because once I was sworn in and then Governor Davis left, my business was with the county. We did get a call that Monday morning, though, from Schwarzenegger's people. And they wanted to see the document where I had been sworn in that I had signed. Because if I hadn't been sworn in, I think they would have pulled appointment and would have
gone elsewhere.
Gone elsewhere. Who knows where? Yeah.